This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up from our partners at the online magazine Slate, the woman who writes their Human Guinea Pig column, Emily Yaffe, tries singing lessons. First, gay rights in Europe. There were street protests in Spain this weekend over a new law that, later this month, will grant gays the right to marry and to adopt children. Opinion polls show that most Spaniards support gay marriage, but opponents of the bill, with help from the Vatican, are not giving up. Jerome Sokolowski has this report from Madrid.
An art guide is explaining a pizarro to children seated on the floor of Madrid's Thyssen-Bornemisza Museum. This is one of the museum's family tours, and two of the children have come with their uncle, Antonio Navas, and his American boyfriend. The gay couple moved to Spain more than a decade ago from California. The boyfriend doesn't want to be named because he fears his job could be at risk if his sexual orientation becomes known. Although he's skeptical that same-sex marriage is about to become a reality in Spain, he says Navas is preparing the invitations.
He has elaborate plans. I just hope the earth opens up and swallows me before. I mean, it's going to be very embarrassing.
He wants to be married to me. He doesn't want to get married. To get married.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to pass through all the situation. I've been in weddings all my life. I have seven cousins married, and I've been there. I want the same for me. You know, I'm not ashamed or anything. I want the same.
And he is about to get it. The legislation is speeding its way through Parliament. That means time is running out for opponents of the gay marriage law. El Foro Español de la Familia, the Spanish Family Forum, is an umbrella of conservative grassroots organizations. At the forum's headquarters, a group of activists are getting down to work. The forum plans to bring demonstrators from around the country for a protest in Madrid and to challenge the gay marriage law before Spain's constitutional court. Ignacio García Juliá has led the Family Forum's petition drive. He argues that same-sex marriage law is an injustice to heterosexuals. It's clear that a homosexual union is different from a heterosexual union because the homosexual union is not open to creating life, he says. We're not talking about whether it's better or worse. It's different. And so, what is justice? Justice is treating differently what is not the same, he adds. Garcia says it's also wrong to let gay and lesbian couples adopt children. During the Spanish Senate's deliberations on the law, one of the Family Forum's associated groups presented a controversial report claiming that children raised by homosexual parents are more likely to be sexually abused. Gay groups were outraged. Back at the museum, as he watches over his nephews, Antonio Navas calls it hypocritical.
Some people think we are monsters. I don't know. When something people don't say is pedophiles, you know, child abuse, probably it's 90% of straight men. How many girls are abused by their fathers? Please. And they are kissing me?
The anti-gay marriage campaign also generated TV headlines when Spanish bishops called on mayors to obey their conscience and refuse to perform gay weddings. The government objected to the church's meddling in politics, but the Archbishop of Barcelona, Ricard Maria Carles, said putting law above conscience is the sort of thing that, in his words, leads to Auschwitz. There was a time when Spain did follow the moral dictates of the Vatican. That was during the dictatorship of General Francisco Franco, when gays were thrown in prison. But Roman Catholicism is no longer the official faith here, and in a recent survey, 2 out of 3 Spaniards said they're in favor of legalizing gay marriage. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.